This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts bat boy Nate Alexander. Nate, one of three Lansing Lugnuts bat boys, but over the course of the summer, let's say there are 70 home games, how many of those do you work?
Jake and I probably work about every other, and then we give Steven, the third bat boy, about a couple games a month.
When did you first become bat boy for the Lugnuts?
A year ago. This is my second year.
Why did you want to do it?
I thought it would be fun, better opportunity.
How's it been?
A lot of fun. A lot of fun hanging out with the team and interacting with players. And
so what are your hours for this job? Let's say it's 7:05 home game tonight. What time do you have to come?
Last year I would start at like 4 o'clock. But this year they moved it up to 4:30, and
how late do you leave?
About half hour or so after the game.
Makes sense. What are all the different things that you do?
When I come in, I make the Gatorade for the team, and unwrap about 7 to 8 dozen balls, and then I take pass list up about 6 o'clock, and then get the balls back from the umpires, and then it's game time.
Now, you know the players as closely as anybody else. You work with them. You worked with them all last year, this year too. Who are the easiest guys to deal with?
I would have to say probably like Kevin Nolan, Casey Hobson, Jack Murphy.
Is there anything that stands out in your mind, any game that stood out from all the others, whether it was strange or exciting?
The most memorable game I had was we were down probably about 4 runs, came back, tied it up by the 9th, and then went into 11 innings, and Casey Hobson hit a walk-off home run over right field.
What was the feeling like in the dugout when he hit it?
Oh, it was ecstatic. Everyone just jumped over the railing, and
something else.
Yeah.
Now, over the course of the game, you'll go from dugout to dugout, right?
Yes.
So, what are your jobs over the course of the game? How closely do you work with the umpires?
On every foul ball or so, I always keep an eye on the umpires, because whenever there's a foul ball and he gets low on baseballs during the game, he'll motion over to me whether he wants 3, 2 baseballs, and then on the next foul ball, I run out to him and give him.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts bat boy Nate Alexander, who was the bat boy last year, bat boy this year. What would you say to someone who wants to be a bat boy? What would they need to know?
It's a lot of fun, and come out and try it.
Now, you play baseball.
No, I haven't.
Never?
Yep.
You're a baseball fan, though.
Yes.
Who'd you grow up rooting for?
Mainly Detroit Tigers. I'm starting to root for the Blue Jays.
Because we know these guys.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite player growing up?
Brandon Inge.
How far away from Lansing do you live? Are you right in the area?
I live right in DeWitt.
Oh, so it's easy for you to come on over to the ballpark. Have you ever had a game where you didn't need to work as bat boy and you still came as a fan?
Yeah, I've came to a few more this year than I did last year.
Do you bring friends?
Yes.
And you've got your own fan club. How many people know you? How many Lugnuts fans over the course of the games get to say, hey, look, there's Nate again?
Quite a few. One game I had, my girlfriend's family up in the owner's suite, and they had the whole owner's suite cheering for me.
Wow.
Right at the end of the game.
That must have been great.
It was awesome.
What are the sorts of requests that you get? Do you ever have fans come down to the dugout and ask you for anything?
They always ask me for camo ball, camo bat, every broken bat. They'll usually be a little kid running down. I always have to say no.
You have to?
Yes.
Where are you in school right now?
I'm going to be a senior up at Ferris State University.
What are you working towards?
Product design and manufacturing tooling.
So what's next for you?
I would hope to maybe work for a bat company. I would like to help solve the problems with the broken bats.
What are the problems?
One problem we had this year with BWP bats, they break like just before the barrel of the bat.
You just want to stop that bat from breaking that way. Sounds good. Nate, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Lansing Lugnuts Bat Boy Nate Alexander. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.